Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. Pete Labatt, agricultural meteorologist, on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Pete. It's the third Thursday of the month, and that means you have some weather information from the National Weather Service to report to us. What do you see?
Well, their 30-day forecast is calling for below normal temperatures in the upper Midwest, the north central states, actually. It takes it from Montana, eastward across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Those areas below normal for the month of February. And then for above normal temperatures, we have a shift in the pattern in the southwest where it's been so cold this past week. They're going for above normal temperatures, California, Arizona, New Mexico, western Texas. So those areas showing a shift and a slight eastward shift in the cold in the upper Midwest. The 90-day forecast, if we extend that another 2 months, has the cold temperatures running from the Pacific Northwest along the northern tier of states into the Dakotas, but has backed them off of the upper Midwest. They have the temperatures there about normal. They still have above normal temperatures, though, for the southwest and the south western Texas, New Mexico, western Oklahoma, above normal. And they also bring above normal temperatures into the northeast for the latter half of that 90-day period. That would be in March and April. So that's the extended outlook, and it's a sort of benign pattern for precipitation, well, for temperatures. The coldness coming early and then releasing a little bit, but drought continues to be the main problem for the Great Plains states. There is no forecast of relief from drought. We look at the precipitation forecast for the 30 to 90 day period, and we have above normal precipitation forecast for the upper Midwest, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Indiana. But we have below normal precipitation forecast for the southern plains, and that's signs that this very dry condition that's persisted most of the winter will continue, and we continue to think that that's nothing to be ignored.
Do your years of experience tell you that the southwest, if it's dry, in these current environmental conditions might spread into the Midwest as the growing season were to come about?
I would say there's a slightly positive correlation, but not really a very good one.
Okay.
Because moisture starts to open up from the Gulf of Mexico as we move into spring, and that can get some of that moisture back. The problem is that the potential for yield has been hurt already, that 50% of yields in winter wheat are dependent on what's happened before the crop reemerges.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That is agricultural meteorologist Pete Labatt. Wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.